进入常春藤生活英语。我们提供您新鲜的流行新知，实用的生活绘画，丰富的旅游介绍，详尽的全民英检。现在就让我们一同体验常春藤生活英语的魔法世界吧。
Hey and welcome back to Enjoy English. I'm Amanda.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Lori.
And we are looking at the second part of our Travel English show, Destination Toronto, for Friday, the 18th of May. Now, in yesterday's dialogues, we had Melissa and Gordy at the airport. And we found out that Gordy has, they're going to Toronto. Gordy's been there before. And he was like, dude, I'll be your travel guide, your tour guide. So she's great. Let's go shopping. But before they go to the duty-free shops, they have to go through customs, go through the security checks. As it happens, Melissa has been selected for a random security check. So even though she's already told him that she's American and she's just going there for a holiday, she still has to have a more thorough examination of her baggage. Maybe she'll have to take off her shoes and socks. Who knows? We'll find out in dialogue C and D.
OK, 所以呢刚刚 Amanda 老师非常这个清楚地帮我们复习了一下昨天呢在 A 跟 B 的对话里面我们了解到 Gordy 跟 Melissa 这两个在多伦多城市里面闲逛的这个朋友那么 Melissa 呢她是我们的主角那结果呢这个不太在乎这个导游是谁她只想要去免税商店 shopping 然后呢在通过安检的时候又因为这个礼貌上面有一点点不是很够所以呢就被警卫直接挑中来做随机的安检了所以刚刚 Amanda 老师讲到要做一个很 thorough就是更彻底的更全面性的一个检查 Can we spell that word please?
T-H-O-R-O-U-G-H Thorough
Good
Okay, now before we dive into dialogue C Let's help you with
Building your vocabulary The first word is inspect Inspect
检查
The teacher inspected the student's bags
Number two is place. Place.
放置安置
Don't place the potato chips on the bed. Now, normally we think of place as a noun,as in Taipei is a place, Canada is a place, but here it means put.
放
And yeah, but normally when I think of the word place, I think of putting something a little bit carefully.
Okay.
So you would maybe balance the pen, place the pen on your hand carefully.
Okay.
Putting chips on your bed, bad idea.
Yeah.
Potato chip pieces in your sheets. You're trying to go to sleep.
And Very uncomfortable.
Tiny pieces of chips digging into you.
Yeah, but tasty sheets.
I don't normally eat my sheets.
Yeah, me either.
Unless you buy those kind of sheets. No, just kidding. Number three is uneasy. Uneasy.
不安的,不自在的。
Trish felt uneasy when Marcus was talking.
Now, she might have felt uneasy because Marcus was saying things that made her feel uncomfortable. Or she might have felt uneasy because she really had to get going. And Marcus just kept talking, but she really had to go and meet someone or pick up her son from school or something. And she didn't know how to, you know, gracefully get out of this conversation. So she felt uneasy.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe he was a stranger and, you know, he was talking to her. Hi, you're kind of cute. Would you like to go out for a drink sometime?
Well, yes. Yeah, so maybe she was uneasy because of something he was saying.
Yeah, maybe some.
Yeah.
这几种都可能 okay?
Right.
Okay, so now let's move on to our
phrases for learning.
Number one is be allowed to.Do something. Be allowed to do something.
这是允许做某事。
You are not allowed to take pictures here. In a lot of museums, you're not allowed to take pictures. So it's always a real pleasure. Actually, when I go to a museum, they're like, yeah, yeah, you can take pictures. It's like, woohoo! You can, you know, take pictures of your favorite things.
Yeah.
And in a lot of places you used to be able to, that you used to be able to take pictures in,You are no longer able to do so.
No longer.
No longer.
Okay.
No longer.
I know.
I've said the word enough times now.
所以这个是不在是我们的下一个片语。
I've been fooled once, but I'm no longer stupid.
Well, I'm not sure about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll move on to number three.
And you're the smartest person on Earth, right?
That's right. On Earth. On Earth.
好这个就是究竟或到底是我们的第三个片语。
Where on earth are my socks?
On your feet.
Not these socks, silly.、Oh. I mean my pink socks. I know, I read this and laughed, and I was like, okay, well,
how do you fight?
How do I get out of this situation?
Yeah.
That's happened to me with my glasses.
Oh,
yeah. My sunglasses.、
They're、
Where are my、
head?
Sunglasses? I can't find them anywhere.
Uh-huh.
They're on your head.
Okay, you know what I did once, quite often,、
mm-hmm.
If I'm reading or I'm just around the house, I don't need my glasses, so I'll take them off of my face and put them on the top of my head.
Yeah.
And、a couple of weeks ago, I did that, and I realized I already had a pair of glasses on the top of my head.
Amanda!
So I've been wearing two pairs of glasses for a while, one on my face and one on my head.
This is really hilarious.
Okay, very interesting.
I'm getting old.
I like it.
Okay,、yeah. So let's move on to our extra words.
Number one is laptop. Laptop.
笔记型电脑
And nowadays we also call them notebooks.
Or NB, right?
Right.、
Mm-hmm.
NB.
Yeah.
Geez,、
Notebook.
Taiwanese like to make everything even shorter.
Not only Taiwanese, come on.
Taiwanese especially. Okay. Number two is liquid. Liquid.
液体
Number three is checkpoint. Checkpoint.
检查站或关卡
CP. No, just kidding.
You are so silly, Teacher Steve.
You are so Taiwanese.
Let's move on to dialogue C. Melissa's bag is being inspected by a different security guard in an office nearby.
Could you come with me, ma'am?
Is there a problem?
No, ma'am. Please place your bag up here and open it for me.
Here you go.
Do you have any sharp objects in here?
No, just some books, my MP3 player, a snack, a drink, and my laptop. You can see that everything is okay.
Could you turn on your laptop for me, ma'am?
Sure.
Wow, that's really thorough.
Well, actually, I mean, I took a trip a few months ago and every single person had to turn on their notebook computers.
And what do they do?
They want to make sure that your computer runs like a normal computer and that it's not some electric device that could be used for other things.
Okay, for example, like initiating a missile or something.
Yeah,
or a bomb.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Reasonable.
Okay, let's take a closer look. Melissa's bag is being inspected by a different security guard in an office nearby.So this bag is obviously her carry-on luggage or her hand luggage.
Uh-huh.
And it's being inspected. It's being looked at very closely, the bag and what's in the bag, by a different or another security guard in an office nearby. So she's not just off to the side at a different counter. She's actually in a whole nother room.
Mm. 好所以呢接下来的对话 Melissa 到底发生了什么样的这个遭遇呢她呢就在这个离那个她刚刚被带走的那个附近有一个办公室里头呢她的包包正在被一个另外不同的安全这个警卫呢正在检查中所以这里的 bag 刚刚呢这个美老师讲了两个可以学起来我们讲的手提行李可以带上飞机的那种小的手提行李你可以讲是 handbag
No, hand luggage
Sorry
Hand, H-A-N-D, luggage, L-U-G-G-A-G-E, hand luggage.
Okay, 那么 hand 也可以换成是 carried on.
Just carry on.
Carry on.
C-A-R-R-Y-O-N, carry on luggage.
Okay, 就是可携带的行李。Mm-hmm.
Guard B says, could you come with me, ma'am? So, they're going to take her to a special place.
Mm-hmm.
To get inspected. And Melissa, she's getting nervous now. Is there a problem?
Is there something wrong?
Okay. But that voice sounds like security guard A to me.
Well, When one person is doing both, maybe they're twins.
Okay, whatever. 所以呢，接下来警卫 B 呢就直接问了，他就说，小姐，不好意思，可以请你跟我过来吗？哦，那这个 could you come with me 通常就是要干嘛了哦。所以呢 ，Melissa 很紧张，他就说，有什么问题吗？哦 ，Is there a problem？
Now the guard has been very well trained, so he answers, "No, ma'am. No, ma'am. There is no problem. Please place your bag up here and open it for me." Now I've noticed that when you're having your hand luggage inspected, they'll almost always ask you to open up your own hand luggage and often.Take the things out. I'm not exactly sure why. I'm guessing it's because that way they can't be accused of maybe stealing your stuff if they don't actually touch it except to sort of pick it up and look at it on the bench. And then you have to repack everything.
So also,
yes?
If you have something in your bag that might possibly injure the person who's inspecting it, it's better that you do that first.
Mm-hmm.
However, some security points, once you pass them, you're not allowed to touch your luggage at all.
Even your hand luggage?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay, well, Melissa says, here you go. So she puts the bag up and opens it up for the guard B.
Okay, 所以呢，接下来我们看到他就讲了哦，他问完有没有什么问题呢？那么这个警卫 B 呢，他就说，哦，没有，小姐，没什么问题。但是请你呢把你的包包放上来这儿，而且呢请你帮我打开。所以刚 Amanda 老师解释的是说呢，大部分的这个机场的警卫他们检查的时候是请你自己打开，然后自己把东西拿出来，以免呢他们就是被讲说什么给人家乱碰东西或把人家弄坏。但是呢 Steve 老师刚刚讲的是说，在有一些机场的这个安检的地方呢，他们则是反过来啊，叫你把包包 pass 给他们，然后呢你就不准碰，让他们来检查。 OK，那么这个 Melissa 呢就当然也只好乖乖的把包包交出来了，所以他说 Here you go.
And then the guard says, Do you have any sharp objects in here? Do you have any objects that could maybe cut somebody or poke somebody?
Okay, like knives?
A knife
or scissors. Or even now they say fingernail clippers, which is silly, but
I'm going to clip your nails.Until you make this plane turn around and fly me to somewhere else.
Yeah, okay, do it.
I'm going to clip your nose hairs.
And
Melissa says, No, I don't have any sharp objects. I just have some books, my MP3 player, a snack, something to eat, a drink, and my laptop, my personal notebook computer. You can see that everything is okay.Now again, Melissa says, you know, kind of a comment she probably shouldn't. You can see that everything is okay.
She doesn't need to point that out.
No.
Yeah, okay. 所以呢，接下来呢，那么这个警卫看完了东西呢，他就问了啊，说那里面有没有什么尖锐的物品呢？啊，我们刚刚讲的刀啦，啊，或者是剪刀啦，那甚至刚刚呢，这个 Steve 老师他补充说，现在连指甲剪啊，听说都被列为是危险的尖锐物品。那么 Melissa 呢，他就回答没有啊，我的包包里只有一些什么书啦，啊，我的 MP3 的这个随身听，然后呢，就是一个 snack， 我们这边讲的是点心啊，就是那个吃的，然后呢，一个饮料以及我的这个个人电脑啊，我们的 laptop 就是我们讲的笔记型电脑，然后他自己又多加了一句话，你可以看得出来啊，这个所有东西都没有问题。那我想那个警卫会说 ，Well， you can leave that to me 啊，你让我来判断就好了，你不用自己多讲。
The guard says.Could you turn on your laptop for me, ma'am? Sure, says Melissa. So as we were talking earlier, it's very common that you'll have to turn on your laptop before you get through the security point.
Okay, 所以这里呢，最后警卫说，那可不可以请你把你的笔记型电脑开机让我看看呢？那么 Melissa 也答应了哦。那么这是因为他要确定你的电脑不是拿来当什么这个发动或者是启动某种装置的那个遥控的器啊。
Okay, we're going to take a quick break.When we come back, we'll see if Melissa's notebook computer blows up or not. And we're back having a look at Dialogue D of our Destination Toronto show for our Travel English segment. Dialogue D.
I have to take away your drink, ma'am. Passengers are no longer allowed to take liquids on the airplane.
Will that be all?
That's everything, ma'am. Have a nice trip.
Gordy is waiting on the other side of the security checkpoint. That was a little scary.
What on earth did they want?
Just a random check. Even though I hadn't done anything wrong, I felt really uneasy.
Well, everything is okay now. Let's go shopping and then we can catch our flight.
Wow, so Gordy, I think, will be a very successful tour guide. He understands that Melissa is high maintenance, which means she needs to be taken care of, and then everything's fine.
Okay.
Go, Gordy.
Go, Gordy. Okay, having a look at dialogue B.
Guard B says, I have to take away your drink. I have to take your drink away from you. Take it out of your bag. You cannot have it anymore. Passengers are no longer allowed to take liquids on the airplane.
好，所以一开始警卫 B 呢，他终于检查完所有的东西之后，他说：“小姐，我必须要拿走你的饮料啊，因为你不能带。”那么他说：“现在乘客已经不被允许，不再被允许。”这里的 no longer 不再表示以前可以，但现在已经不行了。不行什么呢？带饮料上飞机。那么这里的 allowed to， 其实这个允许 allowed， 有时候我们会碰到另外一个字叫 permit， 也是当作允许。Can we spell that please？
Permit, P-E-R-M-I-T, permit.
Good.
Now, the last time I flew, you were allowed to take up to 100 milliliters, 100 cc, of fluid in a clear bottle.
Okay.
Which then had to be in a clear bag so that they could see it clearly. However, I'm one of these people who always likes to have a bottle of water. Once you get through security...There are shops that sell bottles of water. So they just want to make sure that what you've really got is water and not some sort of evil chemical or acid. So, you know, don't worry, students. You don't have to think, oh, I've got to sneak water in. What am I going to do? You'll just buy a new bottle on the other side. It's fine.
Yeah, so just don't try to take one through. It's a waste of money.
Indeed.
Ah, okay.
And so Melissa says, will that be all? She could have said, are we finished? Is that everything?Is there something else you need to check?
Mm-hmm.
And the guard says, that's everything, ma'am. Have a nice trip. So he has completed his inspection. So Melissa did not have to take off her boots and socks, which is what I had to do.
Okay, so Melissa 就问了，她说，好啊，拿水，除了把饮料拿走，这样就行了吗？ Will that be all? 这样就是全部了吗？所以就是我们说的，这样可以了吗？那么这个警卫就说了，没错，这样就可以了。所以你英文讲 that's everything， 你不要中文讲成说，那就是每件事，好，那就是全部。那其实意思就是，这样就可以了，小姐。那祝你呢，这个旅途愉快，所以刚刚讲的他的这个检查就完全了。那么这个 inspection， 刚刚 Amanda 老师讲的这个字，其实是我们学到 verb inspect 的名词 now 啊。Can we spell inspection, please?
I-N-S-P-E-C-T-I-O-N, inspection.
Actually, you don't have to feel bad, because now everyone has to take their shoes off and run it through the x-ray scanner.
Really?
Yes, all boots, all shoes...
Is that to anywhere, or is that in particular to the UK and
that
North America?
That is anywhere going to Western countries.
Wow.
Okay.
And perhaps even now in Asia.
Wow.
But everyone has to take their boots off now.
Okay.
So Gordy, her friend, is waiting on the other side of the security checkpoint. He's already passed through. He got through easy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because he was so cute. They liked him.
Maybe.
And Melissa says, oh, that was a little scary, meaning being pulled aside, being inspected and asked all those questions made her feel scared.
Okay, 所以接下来呢，我们这个看到 Gordy 呢，他是 waiting on the other side， 表示呢，他早就过了这个，通过了这个检查，所以他在安检站的另外一头等着啊，等着谁呢？当然就是 Melissa。所以 Melissa 一出来了，他就说了，哇，这真是有点恐怖啊！所以就是指刚刚呢，他整个被拉到旁边去做检查的这个，让他有一点吓到了。
Gordy asks, "What on earth did they want?" So, what on earth?Is used as an emphasis. So maybe if I was supposed to be somewhere at 1 and I don't show up till 3:30, my friend will be, Amanda, What on earth were you doing? We were supposed to be here at 1. So it's a sort of strong expression. So he's wondering, what did the security guard want with Melissa? Because he knows she's not going to blow up any planes. Well, Melissa tells him, just a random check. So it wasn't like it was planned. It was just her luck or her not luck.
Bad luck.
Bad luck.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I hadn't done anything wrong. So Melissa knew she had nothing to worry about. Mm-hmm. She didn't need to be concerned. There was nothing mm-hmm. illegal or bad in her bag. I felt really uneasy. I felt really uncomfortable.
I was nervous.
I was worried.
好，所以呢，接下来呢，他讲完说有点恐怖以后呢 ，Gordy 就说了，到底他们是干嘛？要干嘛？这个 What on earth 就是我们讲的到底啊，到底你要怎么样？到底他在想什么？这个到底的这个 emphasize 的语气。那么这个 Melissa 就回答，哎呦，只是一个随机的检查啦，哦，所以不是真的因为他们要跟我怎么样，哦，那他说呢，尽管我没有做任何错的事情， even though 是尽管，不过呢，我还是觉得很不自在，哦，因为这样子被检查好像当成是犯人一样的对待，当然你会觉得很 uneasy 咯。
嗯。
Gordy answers by calming her down. He says, well, everything is okay now.So no worries now, you don't have to feel uneasy anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go shopping. And then we can catch our flight. We can get on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
We call that catching a plane.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You don't really reach out and grab it.
No,
no.
好，所以呢，那么接下来呢，听完了 Gordy 就了解了，所以他就说，好啦好啦，现在呢一切都 OK 了啊，所以他就有点在这个安抚他。他说，走吧，让我们去这个 shopping 了，然后呢，我们就可以去搭我们的班机了。所以这里的 catch 指的就是搭，而不是这个刚 Steve 老师说不要弄成是去抓那个飞机。OK.
Mm-hmm. You know, someone sent me an email the other day, and it said what to do if you have someone really irritating sitting next to you on the airplane. You know, like when you're trying to sleep or you're trying to read, and this person just keeps talking and talking.
Uh-huh.
You open up your notebook.
Oh, I have this.
You open up the email message, and you click on the link, and it opens, and it's a black, big black window on your screen, and it's got in red some sort of Middle Eastern writing.
Arabic
writing.
Yeah.
And it's got a countdown, 10, 9, 8, and so on. And you're supposed to look up at the ceiling and act as if you're praying. And that will make the person sitting next to you leave your seat, hopefully.
However, if you really do it, you will probably be arrested.
And go to jail.
And you'll go to jail because they have no sense of humor about jokes like that anymore.
Oh, and if you're in the security check...Don't make a joke about, hey, hope you don't find that knife, because very likely you will be taken away by security. You'll miss your plane, and you might get arrested.
That's right.
Okay. You're not allowed to make jokes like that. You're not allowed to mention bomb on the plane. There's all these things because people are so worried now and stressed out.
Yeah, don't be like, hey, can you hear something ticking?
Not funny.
Not funny.
No, you will get arrested and probably banned from flying on that airline for life.
Banned means you can't do something.
You're not allowed to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 好。所以呢，这边两个老师都显然常常搭飞机国际线的，所以给大家建议就是自从这个恐怖攻击事件之后啊，所以很多的相关的禁忌，比如说飞机上不要讲炸弹，不要开炸弹的玩笑，不要讲说什么有的没的啊，因为这些都不好笑，你可能直接就会先被逮捕。好，然后呢，也从此被禁止搭乘那个航线的飞机哦，等等的。那如果你只是为了要开一个玩笑，Don't do that.
Okay, well, soon Gordy and Melissa will get on their airplane and they will fly to Toronto. So I hope you join us again tomorrow when we actually start talking about Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lovely city with lots to see and do.
I can't wait.
Okay, until tomorrow, I'm Amanda.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Lori.
See you next time.
Bye.
您想重听今天的广播内容吗？快上常春藤网络书店。www.ivy.com.tw 这里提供您最多免费的英语学习资源，最齐全的英语学习教材，最丰富的英语广播教学课程，还有最多的超优好咖，常春藤网络书店欢迎您。